Welcome to KBPS on PRP, a show featuring local news, music, and conversations, produced by students from AM 1450 KBPS, the Portland Public Schools radio station. I'm your host, Joe Anderson. You're listening to KBPS on PRP, with your FM dial tuned to 99.1. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland, or streaming online from any computer at prp.fm. KBPS on PRP, a new hour-long show featuring KBPS students on Portland radio projects.
Hi, for KBPS on PRP, this is Vinny Castaldo and Mr. Music, and we're going to talk about the Community Care Club program we have here at Benson. Can you just give me a little overview of what that is?
So the Community Care Club is just a club that tries to address some of the issues that we have here on campus. Like, specifically, it kind of started a hope to get students together to kind of contribute to keeping the campus clean and just a nicer place for Benson students to be. But then it kind of bridged into, of course, it's a student-run club, so whatever the students want to do, we try to do it. And one of the things that came up was trying to reach outside of Benson Tech and do something for the greater community. And that's what spawned the idea of doing the winter donation drive.
And can you talk a little on what the winter donation drive is?
Winter donation drive is just an attempt to collect canned goods, some clothing items, so specifically new, unused socks, hats, and gloves. And then also new unwrapped toys. And these are gonna go to different community resources throughout the Portland area. So the food and the clothing is gonna go to the Portland Rescue Mission and hopefully end up benefiting some of our homeless population around Portland. And then the toys are gonna go to a group called the Joy and Toy Makers, which is a local group of firefighters who collect toys for basically kids in need over the winter holidays.
And is it just Benson students that can make donations to our Community Care Club's winter donation program, or could anyone do that?
I mean, really anyone could. We haven't advertised outside of Benson, but we have put some word out to parents and stuff. So we've had some significant amount of buy-in from Benson staff and then some parents who have sent goods with their students.
That's exciting. Yep. It's good to hear the program's doing well.
Yeah, it's going pretty good.
Do you know what inspired the students to reach out past Benson in this way with the Community Care Club?
Well, I think that the students who chose to be involved with Community Care Club really have this idea of really wanting to affect change in their world, you know. So sometimes being just within the walls of a school can seem somewhat insular, and I think they were really thinking big picture and trying to kind of think outside of just like what can we do for Benson, and I really appreciate that they did that. So it shows that they care.
That's a really lovely thing. It's awesome to hear about other students doing such a great job of taking care of the community. Are there any kind of final comments you'd want to make?
If anyone hears this, feel free to bring things in. There is a donation bin right by the front entrance. So it's one of our octagonal recycling bins that you see in the classroom, but it's wrapped in blue paper and there's a big sign on it. It's pretty hard to miss.
All right. Octagonal bin by the big entrance.
Yep.
Sounds good. Oh, it was lovely interviewing you, Mr. Music.
Great speaking with you. Thanks for coming by.
All right. See you again soon.
Hello, this is Colby with the KUPS News Center, and recently there's a shooting near Cleveland High School, and that wanted me to take a second to talk about how school shooting threats, bomb threats, and really just the fear of something like that happening does negatively impact students. Showing up and wondering, you know, is today the day someone's going to get shot outside my school, or is somebody going to shoot up the school, it is a stressful thing at times. You know, it's one of those things that you think about, but eventually everything goes back to normal and you never really think about it again until it either happens at your school or it happens near you or at a school that is in the same state that you live in or maybe just an hour or two away from you. And it really does suck that we have to live in a world where really at this point, any day someone can just walk in and shoot up your school or bomb your school or just do something to your school that makes it unsafe to stay at. We've had laws that have helped cut down on gun violence or just owning like large magazines or assault rifles like Measure 114, but that's not enough. We really need to do more to make sure that we can protect our students because it is genuinely a scary thing. Like, it is very easy, especially in America, here to get a gun. There's really not many laws for gun control because whenever there is, it's always about, well, the Second Amendment right. Now, I understand owning a gun, whatever. But the Second Amendment no longer applies to us whatsoever. It was designed to basically just say, if British come to try to invade again, you have the right to defend your home so you can keep a gun on you. We don't need the Second Amendment, really. Like, I understand owning a gun for hunting, protection, whatever. But we need to find a way to limit this, maybe stricter gun laws, better background checks, limiting exactly what type of weapons you can and cannot have, you know, because when you show up to school and like everything's going fine, but then you see, oh, you know, hey, there was a bomb threat citywide, or hey, a high school got shot up, you are afraid. Now, of course, gun control doesn't prevent gun violence as a whole. There will always be some form of violence with a gun. Like, you can get it illegally. There are ghost guns. But gun control as a whole does truly help cut down on it. I mean, if you look at places that have just banned guns in total, their gun violence is low. Like, even bad years for them is still so much lower than an average day here in America. I really hope that eventually people start wising up and realizing we really don't need all of the guns that we have. Because it genuinely is scary as a student showing up not knowing what's going to happen. I just pray that either the Oregon government or the American government as a whole realizes, hey, we need to do something about this and stops or at least helps prevent gun violence. This is Colby with the KBPS News Center. I hope everyone has a good day.
I'm Kimora.
And I'm Charity.
And we're here with Jacob.
Hey, team.
How are you today?
Well, I'd be doing a lot better if I didn't have a big old leak in my roof in my classroom. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. We're good. Well, I'm good.
I'm going, doing very well.
Since you've stated that there's a leak in your classroom, we also noticed it as well. What's going on? What happened? Why is there a leak in your classroom or a ceiling?
Yeah, well, team, as you know, we're here at the Marshall campus while the Benson School is being remodeled. And the Marshall campus was built in the 60s, and it's kind of been neglected over the last decade or two. After Marshall High School itself closed down, and now it, in the words of students, is being the campus is being passed around like a hot potato across PPS as schools are being remodeled. The students stay here for a couple of years while they're remodeling those schools. Well, the infrastructure of this building has seen better days. And as you can tell, when you look up at the ceiling, you'll see, you know, some of the white tiles have a discoloration. Some of them look kind of brown, like a bad stain. And some of the tiles are just plain old falling off the ceiling. And up in my classroom, we teach radio on the third floor, the top floor of the building. And in the northwest corner of the building, in my classroom, there is a section of tile that has a leak. There's a leak in this roof. And it's been there ever since I started teaching in that classroom last year. And it's been reported to the building. I've done everything I'm supposed to do as the teacher. I report it to the administration of the school, and we report it to the custodian staff, and they bring in the repair people to make the fixes that they have to do. But as you can see, you know, I reported this last year, in the fall of last year, and we've reported again this year, and it's just still drip, drip, drip. Every time it's raining or snowing outside, that's leaking. And I'm concerned because, as you can tell, those couple of tiles that sit just about above some KBPS students' heads are getting ready to fall down at any moment. I took pictures a couple weeks ago, and they weren't really leaning. I took pictures now, and they're really leaning. And I'm afraid that a tile might fall on the head of a student. Mm-hmm. And so I have a bucket there to catch the drip, and I have a caution sign, and I remind students constantly to watch the heck out. Mm-hmm. But we're still kind of waiting for the fix to come in.
Yes, that is so true. Like, oh my gosh. Every time I come in, maybe in the morning or something like that, or and it's pouring down raining or something, it's really, the tile is really leaky. But as I'm going back and forth from the sink and the coffee maker, I'm like trying not to have my coffee, I mean my cup of coffee underneath so it won't drop anything inside or anything like that.
I'm curious, Charity and Kimora, have you noticed any other spots in the building that have a little leak or the ceiling tiles are coming down?
Yeah, there's some in the gym.
In the gym?
Yeah. Oh, that's worse. I didn't know it was any in the gym, but I know there's like, do you have like two? And I've saw another one in a corner in the back of the classroom on the left side.
Yeah. Why? So, I'm just curious, from students' perspective, why do you think it would be important to get those kinds of things fixed?
It's a hazard. So say like you didn't have a trap. If you didn't have anything there catching that water and we come back over the weekend or something like that, anybody can slip. The trash can gets moved around from it being in the middle of the walkway, and the towel could just drop on you. And the how the classroom is set up is very easy to drop on you, and it'll scare you. It drops.
Is it time for us to grab a tarp and head up to the roof and just cover that thing up ourselves, or what? No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
thank you for taking the time to raise awareness about some of the things that we need here at Benson at the Marshall campus. This is part of the process of making change happen. Step one, discover the problem. Step two, raise awareness about it. Get the word out. Mm-hmm. You know, organize our people power and bring about change that we need. This is, it's, you know, everything from a leaky roof to the problems that exist in society today. This is how we make change happen, team.
Yes. Well, it was good talking to you about it and get your side. Or do you have any background stories about the tile, how long it's been there. I'm sure you have any stories.
Yeah, well, as long as I've been in that room, we moved to the Marshall campus as of last year, and I've had that little leaky problem ever since we've been in that room last year. I had different desks in the room last year. Charity might remember this, the big, tall, black, heavy-duty desks.
Mm-hmm.
That leak actually used to drip on one of the desks last year. And so in the new desk configuration that we have in that room, at least the good news is that leak is not actually on a desk.
Yeah.
But it is almost right above a light fixture.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if anybody knows anything about water and electricity,
right,
they really don't mix.
Yeah.
Or at least you don't want them to mix.
Right.
So, you know, we just hope that things get fixed. You know, because, you know, Marshall Campus could be a facility that PPS utilizes in the future.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, my grandma used to say this old saying, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but a stitch in time saves nine. If you've never heard of that, what that means is one stitch now,
mm-hmm.
If you have a little tear in your jeans and it only takes one stitch to fix it right now. But if you let that tear go and go and go down the road, it might take nine stitches to fix it. So that's what a stitch in time saves nine. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
So we got a stitch right now that needs a stitching.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it. To let the word be out. And I'm Kimora from KBPS.
And I'm Charity from KBPS.
And we're closing out.
Everyone be safe.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Now through December 31st, PRP is part of Willamette Week Give Guide fundraising campaign, where donors can support their favorite nonprofits and get some awesome incentives in return. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart. Joe Anderson here, Benson High School student body president. This year, I'm working to raise funds for local nonprofits providing essential services to immigrant and refugee families in the Portland area. More information, including our mission statement and information on donating, can be found on the KBPS website, kbps.am. Again, that's kbps.am. This is KBPS Portland.
Good day, listeners, and thank you for listening to the KBPS Hour. My name is Zip, and I will be continuing my semi-weekly segment where I review a song from an artist's album that they released recently. This week, I will be doing a few songs. First, we're going to be having Skinny Ape by Gorillaz. Next, I will review The News by Paramore. And finally, I will do Conditions of a Punk by Half-Life. Let's get it started with Skinny Ape. Skinny Ape was released on the 8th of December and produced by Nexus Studios. Let's take a listen.
To the pole, and he tries to let it go, but nobody knows what the fooling will be. There will be time and there will be a sign. When all the kids who have canceled time will
inside for me. I'm a cartoon G.
Track and part electric buzz. This track jumps into an unexpected hyperpop section about halfway through. That rapid jump in tempo gives the song a shot of adrenaline, even if it comes from the expense of the song's overall cohesiveness. The next song I'll be doing is The News by Paramore. It was released on December 8th and produced by Carlos de la Garza. Let's take a listen. The premise of the news is obvious from the onset in relatability. There's a lot of bad news going on in the world, and escaping it via television, via the internet, so on and so forth, is difficult. Per Paramore is not only the news itself that is disturbing and troubling, but it is also the media. Everyone has been impacted by the news in some way, of that at least, is attributed to the negative side of the media. Specifically, the band references the war between Russia and Ukraine. In the chorus, lead singer Hayley Williams sings, "Every second our collective heartbreaks, altogether every single handshakes. Shut our eyes, but it won't go away. Turn on, turn off the news." Woo! Beyond the theme of these lyrics, the music is energetic, with a ripe guitar, robust bass, and thrilling groove established by the drums. Lastly, I will review Conditions of a Punk by Half-Life. It was released on December 2nd and was produced by RCA Records. Let's take a listen.
It's what I got, far more than a feeling. Love wasn't what I thought. The real thing wasn't what I got. No. Checked up on loose ends. You're not what I thought. Out of character, guess I played the part of being so in love. Conditions of who I really was. Past summer now, you're still not around. Conditions of just a punk. But are we now? Hey, getting too loud. But you
can't go on without
perceptions of what I really want.
Wrapped in plastic, loving what I thought it was, far beyond my selfish touch.
Beginning with piano and vocals, the sound quickly transitions into a soft backbeat with electric piano before adding guitar and more vocals to the chorus. Through this variation, the song stays relatively understated until the end, which builds without getting too intense. That's all for now. My name is Zip, and I'll be back on next week's KBPS Hour.
Hello, my name is Jose, and my partner,
Travis.
And today we have a special guest, Mr. Patterson, from the Benson's Auditorium Technical Staff, also known as BATS.
Hey guys, great to talk with you, and thanks for informing our community about BATS, the Benson Auditorium Technical Staff.
Hey, is it okay if we answer you some questions, like give you some questions real quick about it?
Yeah, bring it on.
So the first question I have for you is, how do you feel about running BATS in general?
You know, when I took the job as the KBPS teacher last year, I didn't think about all the other things that I would be doing, but it just comes naturally to me as a audio production teacher, a radio teacher, teaching sound and live sound. Getting to run the BATS Club, which is essentially, you know, a lot of people outside of the Benson community recognize it as the AV Club or Audio Video Club. It comes naturally to me. I already know a lot of the gear. We already do production. We create content. We tell stories. And now, as we're getting away from, you know, the COVID years and we're getting back to normal, air quotes, we have more assemblies. We have dances again. We have events. We have guest speakers. We have things happening. And those things just don't magically have sound with a wave of a magic wand. There are people that have to come in and set up the gear and set up the speakers and set up the microphones and make sure that it sounds good. And that's what we do in the AV Club, or here at Benson, we call it the BATS Club, the Benson Auditorium Technical Staff.
I have a second question for you. When running the BATS thing, like the whole operation, how hard is it like to run the emails, make sure everybody's together, like... How hard is it to get everything together?
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of prep work. And so, as you know, in radio broadcasting, when you're going on air and you're getting ready to do an announcement, you have to prepare ahead of time what you're going to say. You have to prepare a script ahead of time and practice. And then once you have your prep done, you go on and you do the show. That's what teaching is like, and that's what running BATS is like. When I have you guys come in to run the soundboard in the auditorium, or run the video cameras in the auditorium, or learn how to run the projector screens, or the curtains, or the stage lights, I have to have all of that stuff already ready to go and prepped and prepared, so that when you walk in, it's already ready to go. And we're not wasting time getting things ready. It's already ready to go. So it is like a whole nother job of things that I have to prepare and get ready for students. So it is a handful of work.
What initially inspired you to do that?
The principal of Benson, Principal Curtis Wilson, came to me near the end of last year, and he said, "Hey, Jacob, we really like you. You're doing a pretty good job up there in KBPS for your first year. We think you're a pretty smart guy and pretty capable guy. How would you feel about running the audio video club here at Benson?" And I said, "Sure, why not? I'm pretty young. I've got the energy. And I love this kind of stuff anyway. It's what I do for a living. So why not get to do it?" And now I get to help students learn how to run gear, do a live show, do a live performance. We have had a couple of concerts coming into the auditorium that we've been working on and preparing for. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, yes, it's work, but it's fun work. I would argue I've got the funnest work in the whole building.
I do got to agree with you. Your work is kind of fun to deal with.
Our work,
yeah. Does it interfere with your work as a teacher, as the teacher of radio broadcasting?
Well, I would say, team, maybe a little bit. You guys had me as a teacher last year, and you have me this year as a teacher. I would say on the inside this year, I do feel like I have more responsibilities on my plate. I do feel like I have other things I have to do, like BATS and bowling club and those kinds of things. And I do sometimes I feel a little bit more tired than I felt maybe last year because I have the extra things that I'm doing this year. But I still think I'm capable. I still think I'm doing a pretty good job. It does factor into the KBPS teachings a little bit. And I'm trying to actually incorporate bats into KBPS more and vice versa, KBPS into bats more. I mean, radio students probably don't mind doing live sound stuff. And our live sound bats crew probably wouldn't mind learning how to do podcasting and broadcasting. So I think it all, in many ways, all goes together.
Yeah, I don't really mind doing either or. It sounds really fun to have my classmates help us with bats, and I don't mind bats helping our classmates in general.
So we have one more question for you regarding even it may feel like a two-sided job almost. Are you going to do this next year and why? Because I believe as a bat staff that it was super fun and it'd be really sad if you didn't do it next year. But if you are going to do it next year, please tell us why.
Okay, great question, Travis. Put me on the spot here. For many reasons, I want to do it next year, and I probably will. But for other reasons, I wouldn't mind passing the torch off to somebody else. Now starting my second year as the KBPS teacher, I finally feel more comfortable in making changes to the KBPS classroom and curriculum. And there are things that I do want to change in KBPS. The things that we study and how we do what we're doing. I have a brand new textbook that I can't wait to start handing out to students next year. I need to read that textbook. There are things that I have big ideas and big plans that I want to do. And if I didn't have the responsibility of bats, I would feel like I would be more capable of doing more things in KBPS. So the more time, and you're absolutely right, I see what you're getting at. The more time I spend on bats, the less time I'm spending on KBPS. And being in charge of both, I have to be really careful about how I spend my energy, my physical energy and my mental energy. And so I have to take good care of myself. I have to get good sleep at night. I have to eat well. And so I physically feel good. So I physically have the energy to be able to do all this. If I have the opportunity to run bats again next year, I will do it. If people come to me and say, hey, we want to do bats next year, I don't mind that either.
Hey, Jacob, thank you so much for participating in this interview. My partner and I very greatly thank you for, speaking to us. And I hope you have, happy holidays.
Travis and Jose, gentlemen, great job. You do a phenomenal job in KBPS and in bats. You're both rock stars. Love you to death. Keep up the great work. And thanks for having me. Thanks for having this conversation. Good job.
All right. See you guys later on PRP.
Hello, from KBPS's Oscar
and Ariana
and Oscar C.
Today we listen to the Billboard's Hot 100, with number one is Taylor Swift, Antihero.
Stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting.
narcissism, like disguise as altruism, like some kind of congressman. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. Everybody agrees. It's me.
So how was the song, Ariane? What are your thoughts on it?
I liked it. I liked how, like, some parts, like, she made it get more, how would you say this, like, detail-wise. But, I mean, it all depends on, like, who hears a song.
I agree with that. I think it's a good song. It's not one of her best songs, but it's definitely up there. I can see why it's number one right now.
The whole lyrics I liked, and the whole rhythm and melody was also really good. I mean, I'm surprised she's still up there after all the holiday music popping up right now.
You guys think she's going to fall? I think she might.
No, that's Tay-Tay. All right, with the number two spot, we have
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I
I think this is like her biggest hit, I guess you could say, because this one, it actually, she had recorded it first 13 years ago and she had recorded it again. It was a while back. And I think she's mostly known for that song specifically.
Yeah, it's year round. Of course. What do you mean her big hit? It's always going to be the big hit every year on Christmas. Ain't no way she's going to miss on Christmas.
Absolute classic. Absolute classic by Mariah Carey. I think we can all agree this has to be, you know,
the anthem of Christmas music.
When you think of Christmas, you think of this.
Yeah,
you
know? Of course. And I also like the remix with Justin Bieber. That one's cool too.
Yeah, I like that one too.
With the number three spot, we got
Brianna Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Seen this specific song on TikTok, because you know how the people, like, on TikTok, they'll be mainly like decorating the rooms and like just showing Christmas type of spirit. And so I don't know about you guys, but I actually like it. It's really catchy, but it just might be like a little bit overplayed.
You know, I'd have to disagree. I think it's a really good Christmas song. Really gets the Christmas spirit rolling in everyone. I see it on Facebook a lot. Great Facebook song, you know, to post your Christmas pictures to with your family.
The only problem with this is that I listen to it, but it'll pop up on TV or movies, and that's where I really like listen to the music. I don't listen to it with, like, I don't have a whole Christmas playlist. I just have Christmas movies that I watch with Christmas music. So we're talking about Nightmare Before Christmas. We got the Polar Express. We got all these other different Christmas, The Grinch. All those Christmas movies have Christmas songs, and that's why I like listening to movies with Christmas songs. I don't like just listening to them in the background. Maybe at the mall.
I agree with that too.
And those were the top three of the Billboard Hot 100.
And from me, Oscar.
And from Oscar C.
And from Ariana and all the KBPS, happy holidays.
My name is Malay Lasore from the KBPS Radio Broadcasting Station. And today I'm here with
Taylor Lasore.
And today we're going to be asking her questions about how she feels about the school's bathrooms. First question, how do you feel about the school's female and gender neutral bathrooms being locked?
I think it's hard because there's not enough bathrooms for everybody to use. And some of the ones that are locked are closer to my classroom.
Okay. How do you feel about having to walk further distances just to use a bathroom?
It is very tiring because I have my first period, and the bathroom closer to my first period is locked. So I go up the stairs to C floor on that corner bathroom.
So it's harder to make the extra trip?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about the messes that are made in the bathrooms?
Nasty. They all nasty. So when I walk into a bathroom and I see it's nasty, I leave and I go to the next.
Okay, I would do the same. Thank you for taking your time to answer these questions. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My name is Meriwether Stewart, and on December 11th was Scan Fair, a winter fair put on each year by Nordic Northwest. So much good food, pretty jewelry, and all sorts of fun trinkets to buy. And of course, the 2022-23 Oregon Lucia Court. I had the opportunity to interview two of the girls, including the 2022-2023 Oregon Lucia, so they could share what this means to them.
So what would you say Lucia is all about?
Well, Lucia is really all about giving back to your community and being a light in the dark. Like, you light the dark of the winter by being kind to others and giving back.
Mm-hmm. It's about spreading light for Christmas time, like sharing the joy of being together and bringing light during dark times, because it gets all dark during winter.
Mm-hmm. What does being on the Lucia Court mean to you?
It means that I get to hang out with a group of really awesome girls who are all amazing in their own ways. And it means that I get to, like, see people smile when you pass them a cookie. Or just, it's been very meaningful to be on the Lucia Court for me. It's so, I don't know how to say it, but it's just a feeling inside, kind of. It's just so wonderful to be able to see, like, everybody and to bring that little bit of light during the dark winter times.
Being on the Lucia Court means that I am stepping up to help out my community and take on a role that represents, like, being someone who supports others and just, like, brings light to the holiday season and all year round, really.
What's your favorite part of the Nordic holiday season?
Probably how all of, like, the Christmas, like, gnomes and the mushrooms come out. I love mushrooms, and so being at any fair and vendor is, like, amazing because they all have mushrooms.
My favorite part of the Nordic holiday season is all of the traditions that bring people together, and I really love, like, the dancing and the music and just everything in between.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of Scan Fair?
Probably also the vendors, but maybe passing out cookies at the very end, I think, was very fun, because just especially the little kids just lit up when they saw you had a tray full of cookies. They got so excited.
My favorite part of Scan Fair was like everything. Like, I loved doing the Lucia procession and being able to go around and talk to all the vendors and support their businesses and talk to the kids and give out cookies, and I really loved all of it.
Mm-hmm. This has been Meriwether Stewart, and you're listening to the KBPS Hour.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Now through December 31st, PRP is part of Willamette Week Give Guide fundraising campaign, where donors can support their favorite nonprofits and get some awesome incentives in return. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart. This is AM 1450 KBPS Portland, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. My name is Joe Anderson, KBPS Chief of Production and Benson High School Student Body President. This year, I'm working with the Benson Leadership Class and CommuniCare Oregon to raise funds for nonprofits who provide essential services to immigrant and refugee families here in the Portland area. Your donation is being matched 10 times, and we only need a small amount to make a big impact. More information, including our mission statement and information on donating, can be found on the KBPS website, kbps.am. Again, that's kbps.am. KBPS on PRP, the new student show airing on Portland Radio Project, featuring Benson High School KBPS radio students. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland and streaming worldwide from any computer at prp.fm. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Joe Anderson, and this has been an hour with KBPS on PRP.